The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.
If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Mr. Ralph Morgan in the heartwarming circus story, Mr. Juggins. And now, here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
Thank you, Van.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get your ticket. Step right up.
Les, what's all the rush? Oh, just a little enthusiastic, Van. You know, I don't think there's any more interesting or colorful background for a story than that of the Big Top, the circus, with its thrills, its laughs, its heartaches. And this week, we tell the warmly human story of a great circus performer, Mr. Juggins. Our star has proved his right to theatrical fame many, many times on the stage, screen, and radio. He is Mr. Ralph Morgan. We want you to meet him in just a moment. But first, here's Van Despatel.
Have you noticed the hubbub and shouting about the new look is dying down? Skirts are longer, men are resigned to it, and the ladies, bless their hearts, are happy. The thing that surprises me is that at this late date, not one single soul has come forth to call Skippy the new look peanut butter. That may be because folks are so busy enjoying Skippy, they just don't want to take time out to dream up new descriptions. But the fact remains that Skippy does have a new look. When you remove the lid from a jar of Skippy, you won't see a trace of floating oil. For oil and peanut meats are locked together for keeps, never to separate. Instead, you'll see a texture smooth as fresh creamery butter. And Skippy not only has that fresh, new look when you first open the jar, but it stays fresh and sweet and easily spreads to the last spoonful. So I'm quite sure the new look, in the case of Skippy, meets enthusiastic approval everywhere. For Skippy is America's largest selling peanut butter. Now here's your director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Mr. Ralph Morgan. We're very happy to have you with us, Ralph.
It's a pleasure to be here, Les, and to bring our audience the story of Mr. Juggins. He's a wonderful character, and I only hope I do him justice.
Well, I'm sure that you will, Ralph. You've done justice to many great roles, and I know our audience will want to hear more about them after the play.
I'll be here, Les.
Fine. Now, places, everyone. Curtain going up. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Mr. Juggins, written by Richard Marinas, and starring Mr. Ralph Morgan. The curtain is up, and here is the play.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! The elephants are marching round. The band begins to play. You boys round the monkey cage had better keep away. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Mr. Juggins has come to town. The man who makes you laugh, the greatest clown in the circus, the funniest man in the world. So hurry, hurry, hurry!
Hello, Tommy.
Towel. Where's the towel? It's just opened my... Oh, thanks. Adele.
Hello, Tommy. Surprise.
Adele Juggins, where'd you come from? When'd you get here? How long can you stay this time?
You want those answers all at once? All right. Number one, I came from boarding school. I just graduated. Two, I got here just before the afternoon performance. And three, I hope to spend the rest of my life with a circus.
Wonderful. See, Adele, that's the best news I ever heard. And by golly, you certainly look swell. Oh, by the way, what did your dad think about all this? I thought he was against your coming with the show.
But I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't?
Not yet. You see, I know how nervous Dad always is at the opening of a new season. And I know how he feels about my coming with the circus. So I wanted to wait until after the first performance before I let him know I was here.
Oh, I see. And what's your mother going to say?
Of course, Mother'd love to have me travel with her for company. But I think she agrees with Dad not wanting me to be a performer.
I don't get it.
I know. Both Mother and Dad have been circus people all their lives. And they don't want me to be. But I want to be more than anything in the world.
I should think your dad would want you to be. Mine did. In fact, my dad taught me to be a hypothesis. But then, perhaps your dad thinks that he's being just a clown.
Just a clown? Mr. Juggins is the greatest clown in the world, and this new act is the funniest he's ever done.
Bravo! Bravo, well spoken, my daughter.
Daddy.
I had no idea I had such a press agent. I had no idea your sentiments were so profound. I had no idea you were even on the lot. Come here, baby. I'm glad to see you.
Oh, and am I glad to see you. But where's Mother?
She's gone to town, honey. Left right after the show. Albert, my new partner, borrowed the boss's car and drove her in to do some shopping. Well, come on over to the tent and let's do some gossiping.
All right, Daddy. So long, Tommy. I'll see you later.
So long, Adele. Sure swell seeing you. Bye, Mr. Juggins.
Goodbye, Tony. Why didn't you let us know you were coming, honey?
I wanted to surprise you.
You sure did, but I'm glad you stopped off to see us on your way to your Aunt Nora's.
But I'm not going to Aunt Nora's, Daddy.
Ah, but baby, the circus is no place for you.
But you're with the circus and Mother.
Yeah, I know. Sure, I'm with the circus and so is your mother. Well, I couldn't get along without her, honey. She's my luck. I couldn't do my act without her in the audience. If she laughs, I know I'm good. But Adele, the circus isn't for you.
Well, we'll see. When your mother comes back from town, and let's see what she has to say.
Figuring on you women sticking together, huh? Remember, baby, I'm still boss man. Well, here's the tent. Let's go in. You caught the show this afternoon?
Of course I did. You were wonderful.
Oh, it's the boss, honey. Come in, Mr. Gordon. Got company.
Oh, hello, Adele. Heard you were here. Glad to see you.
Hello, Mr. Gordon.
Can I see you a second, Mr. Gordon?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, it's sort of private. I mean, I think I should talk to you alone.
What's the matter, Gordon? You can talk here. What's up? Did you come to offer me a better contract?
Gordon, you're crying.
Gordon, what happened?
It's about your wife, Juggins. There was an accident. Mrs. Juggins, your partner, Albert, both...
No.
Well, it was a pretty bad accident, and they were both...
No.
They were both... Careful, Mr. Juggins.
Ready to try it again, Adele?
Sure, I'll have to learn sometime, won't I, Tom?
That's the way to talk. The only way to become an acrobat is to practice, and then practice some more. Now, look, Adele, this time as you jump, a little more tuck with your knees. Throw your head back sharply. Don't worry about falling. I've got hold of the safety belt.
All right, Tommy, I'll try.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. One, two, three. Are you?
Oh, Tommy, I'll never learn.
Oh, sure you will. Look at all you've learned in just a few weeks. We'll practice all this summer while we're on the road. And we'll put our act together in winter quarters. And then by next season...
I wouldn't make any plans if I were you, Tommy. There won't be any next season for Adele.
Oh, Daddy, I didn't see you.
Come into my dressing tent, Adele. I want to talk to you.
All right, Daddy, as soon as I get out of the safety harness.
Oh, here, I'll help you, honey. Hey, he must be sore about something. I've never seen him like this before.
Is that, Tommy? He's not getting the laughs anymore. And he's having trouble getting a new partner. And, of course, since Mother...
Yeah, I know.
He used to depend upon Mother, so... Now that she isn't here...
Adele, I'm waiting!
All right, Daddy, I'm coming. So I have to go, Tommy.
I'll see you later.
I'll have to show.
And don't you worry, Adele. Before you know it, you'll be doing triples and twists off the high trapeze.
Come in, Adele.
What's the matter, Daddy?
I told you, Adele, the circus is no place for you. Oh, baby, why do you think your mom and I... She had such great plans for you. She wanted you to be somebody. She wanted you to get out in the world and marry some nice guy somewhere and have a home. She didn't want you walking around with your shoes full of sawdust, sleeping in a tent, and living like a...
Like a circus performer. What's wrong with being a circus performer? It was good enough for Mother, and it's good enough for you. All I see is that it's good enough for me, too, then.
But it's not. You're different, baby.
Why am I so different?
Well, because I say so. I won't have you doing high trap work or any of those performance jobs, either.
Hey, Juggins, again?
Mr. Gordon.
Come in, Gordon.
I just wanted to come over to... Oh, hello, Adele.
Sure, Mr. Gordon.
What's this I hear about? We might have a new highway act next season.
You heard wrong, boss. She's changed her mind. Now, go on out, Adele. I want to talk to the boss.
I don't think you're being quite fair, Dad. I think I'm old enough to make up my own mind and decide if... All right. Be right outside if you want me to help you dress the
clothes. Being a little rough on the girl, aren't you, Juggins?
That Thomasini kid's been putting ideas in her head.
Oh, I think the ideas were already there. Besides, Tommy tells me she's a natural. Huh? She comes by it right enough.
Well, I won't let her do it, that's all.
Well, that may be easier said than done. Oh, well, how's your new partner working in?
Huh? Just like all the others I've tried since Albert. They're none of them any good. The timing's no good. It's way off. They're throwing the axe.
You sure it's all there for?
What are you getting at?
You're slipping, Juggins, and you know it. You're blaming your partners, but that's not the real reason.
I told you they're no good.
Now, look, my friend. I know what happened to you was an awful blow. But instead of coming out of it, you've been acting like you had a grudge against the world. That was an accident, Juggins. You've been hating Albert and blaming him for what you think he did to you. It's no good. You can't go on like this.
Well, you don't know how it is.
Oh, yes, I think I do. But that's no reason for you to take it out on a kid and just to let your own act go to pieces. Did you ever think what you might be doing to her life?
That's my business.
Now look what it's doing to your work. I tell you, Juggins, you're not funny anymore.
Maybe I don't feel funny. And that's my business, too.
When it begins to show at the box office, it's my business. Listen, Juggins, we've been friends too long to quarrel.
Yeah. Maybe too long.
I'm sorry, Juggins. Sorry than I can tell you to see you like this.
Maybe you won't be seeing me. Did you ever think of that?
Well, time to hit the street. Parade's lining up, and you're not even in your makeup. You better get a hurry on and take your place.
I'll see you after the show.
Okay, okay. Adele, where are you? Come here and help me with my makeup. Adele, where are you? Come on, Adele, I got to hurry. Hand me that can of clown wipes. Give me my plastic nose. Now, where's my wig? There are my feet hanging on the wall. Now, hurry, hurry, and get them laced up. The parade's forming.
Oh, I know, Daddy, you'll make it all right. You've never missed a performance in your life. Here, give me a foot. You show them who you are. Show them you're Mr. Juggins. Mr. Juggins, the funniest clown in the world.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Mr. Juggins, starring Mr. Ralph Morgan. Now, here's Van Desitel.
Did you ever stop to think that your grocer has done a great deal to make your life easier in recent years? For example, it wasn't so many years ago that such things as frozen foods, packaged puddings, vacuum-packed coffee and sliced bread just didn't exist. Today, we take such conveniences for granted, thanks to your grocer and food manufacturers he represents. If you walked into yesterday's grocery store and asked for sugar, rice, flour, or crackers, the grocer would simply reach into a large container and fill a paper bag with unbranded bulk merchandise with no assurance of cleanliness or quality. Today, your grocer sells such items in handy, sanitary, labeled packages so that if you buy some flour or crackers today and like them, you can be sure of getting the same brand, the same quality next time you shop. Let's take another example. When a customer asked for peanut butter, the grocer used to scoop the product from a wooden tub, using a wooden paddle to fill a paper carton. Interesting and quaint, but hardly practical. The peanut butter, as a rule, developed oil separation. It didn't stay fresh. It was sticky and hard to digest. Today, your grocer sells new, improved Skippy peanut butter, free from all the drawbacks of the old-style product. Yes, with a better store, better products, better service, your grocer today certainly deserves a vote of thanks. He's one of the most progressive men in your community.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Mr. Ralph Morgan in Mr. Juggins.
Quick, Daddy. Have you seen him, Mr. Gordon?
Come in and close the door, Dale.
Daddy isn't in his drawing room, and I can't find him on the train. Is anything the matter?
You saw the show tonight?
Yes.
And you saw what happened? He didn't get a laugh out of his whole act.
Oh, yes, but I'm sure he must have been sick or something. I've noticed...
Sit down, honey. You know, you get more like your mother every day, don't you? She could never see anything wrong in anybody either.
You're even beginning to sound like her.
Well, then, of course, losing mother like
that. Yes, I know. Your mother was a whole world. Every performance was for her alone. And then that happened.
I know, but...
I thought at first that you being with him would make up for it. But to him, you were just his daughter. You weren't part of his circus life. She was. He quit the show after tonight's performance.
Oh, no. Where is he? Where did he go?
Now, just a minute, honey. There's nothing we can do, nothing that we can do at all. This is the way he wants to play it. He asked me to tell you you're to live with your aunt.
I'm not going to. I told him I wouldn't. I want to stay with the circus, and I'm going to. But first, I've got to find Daddy.
Honey, you can stay with the circus as long as you want to. There'll always be a home for you here. I'm not going to send you away. But I wouldn't go looking for him. That's for him to work out. He's got to do it. And he may get hold of himself.
Are you scared, Adele?
Oh, yes, Tommy, I think I am a little.
You're all right, honey. Just keep your eyes on that spot on the top canvas, just like you've been doing in rehearsals. And when you line it up with the rig, then let go.
I know. I will, Tommy. Only I get chills when I think what would happen if you weren't there to catch me.
I'll be there. I'll always be there, honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the center of the arena, at the very top of the tent, you are about to witness Adele, queen of the high trapeze, in her death-defying leap. The only woman in the world who does a triple somersault and double back twist from one flying trapeze to the hands of her partner. Are you ready, Adele? Go!
We're starting our second season together under the big top. And this year, your name is up on the 24 sheets.
Oh, Tommy, I can hardly believe it.
It's true, all right. You're a headliner, star of a show. I told you you were a natural.
So where would I be if I didn't have the best catcher on the swing?
And this year, we've got to be good. We're working without a safety net under us. Scare you?
Not with those hands of yours waiting to catch me.
Remember once I told you they'd always be there, waiting?
I remember.
When are you going to let them hold you for good?
Sometime, maybe, Tommy.
Why won't you marry me now, Adele? It'd be a swell way to start the season. We could...
I told you. Not until I find Daddy.
But you may never...
Oh, yes, I will. I'm sure. I keep watching, Tommy. Every time we play, I look down at the crowd. All those faces staring up at me. And sometime he'll be there. And I'll look down to see him.
But, honey, what happens if you never find him?
Oh, Tommy, please try to understand. I can't marry you until I find my father. Tommy. That's how it has to be.
You almost missed this afternoon, Adele. You weren't watching the spot.
Tonight.
You weren't looking at the spot. Be more careful, Adele. Stop watching the crowds.
Here you are, folks, and whoo! you'll be the next lucky winner. A winner every time. Dolphin until you win. The prize you win. The prize you win. The prize you take away. All right, folks. You'll be the lucky winner. Step right up, folks, and try your luck. How about you, mister? 10 cents to throw and throw until you win. You might win one of them genuine imported Mexican diamond rings for your girl. How about it, mister? It's only a dime, the 10th part
of it. Juggins.
Some mistake, my friend. My name ain't Juggins. All right, folks. Step right up and try your luck. Everybody's a winner.
What about Adele, Juggins? She's been hurt.
My friend, I told you my name ain't...
What's that you said?
I said Adele's been hurt. She fell from the top. You can't fool me, Mr. Juggins. And we have dyed your hair and grown a mustache. I've been looking for you in every One Ring tent, show, street fair, and carnival I could find. The doc says that unless I could find you and take it to her, there wouldn't be much hope for her. Been eating her heart out since you let her down. Now, come on. I'm taking you to Adele.
All right, Tommy, I'll go. Sorry, folks. This show's closed. Permanent.
The room's right down the corridor here.
Okay, Tommy. I wish there was some way I could tell.
You don't have to, Mr. Juggins. You're here now, and that's all that matters. Oh, there's the doc. Oh, doctor. This is Mr. Juggins, Adele's father.
Oh, how do you do, sir? Well, you found him, Tommy. I'm glad. This may make the difference between... Well, I'm mighty glad you're here, sir. Would you like to go in and see your daughter now?
How is she, doctor? She better?
Well, Tommy, there's not been much change in the past 2 weeks.
Wait a minute, Tommy. Say, Doc, do nurses carry lipsticks? I've got an idea. I'd like to borrow one if I could.
Lipstick? Well, I guess so.
Yeah. If I could get a lipstick, that'd be red. And if you got some white chalk...
I think magnesium carbonate might do. Why? Why do you want to...
Okay, let me have those things, will you? And, Doc, tell her... Well, just say to Adele that an old friend wants her to see him, will you?
Juggins, shall we... what in the name of...
It's all right, Doc.
Oh, Juggins. Now I remember. You're the Mr. Juggins, of course. Mr. Juggins, the famous clown.
Yeah, I was. He still is, Doc.
Well, shall we go in?
Let me go in alone, will you, please?
All right. Now, I wouldn't excite her too much if I were you. Right in here.
Thanks, Doctor. How do I look, Tommy? I guess we did the best we could with the lipstick, chalk, adhesive tapes, and bandages.
A little touch of iodine. Oh, you look swell. You look swell, Mr. Juggins.
Well, here goes for the most important entrance I ever made.
Doc, don't you think you'd better go in? Make it a...
Shh, no, wait a few minutes.
Doc, listen. Don't you think we...
I'll just step inside and see.
Thank you. I'll be back in a bit, dear.
Daddy, come back, Daddy.
Oh, Sam, you stay here with Adele. I want to talk to her about
it. Oh, Tommy, please tell me, come back. That's my daddy. That's Mr. Juggins. Oh, wasn't he fun?
Yes.
Wasn't he wonderful?
Now you'll get well, darling.
Now I'll get well. And Tommy, when I get well...
I know. I've got to go back to the show, honey. But these arms, they'll be waiting for you.
Now they can hold me for always.
Juggins. Man, you haven't lost your touch. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I think we'll let her rest a while, and we'll go back and see her again.
She laughed. She laughed at me.
Yes, and that's exactly what she needed.
She sounded exactly like her mother. Just like her mother. You think she'll get well, Doctor?
Treatments like that are wonderful things. I wonder if you'd do me a favor, Mr. Juggins.
Why, sure I will. As soon as I get cleaned up.
Oh, no. Just as you are in all that makeup. I want you to come with me over to the other wing of the hospital, to the ward for crippled children. And if you will, I know what it would mean for those youngsters if you'd go through the same pantomime as you did for your daughter.
Sure I will, Doc. I like kids. Come on, let's go.
I can leave the hospital today, Daddy. The doctor said so.
Wonderful. It's the best news I've heard in weeks. You had a tough pull, honey, but you made it. Want to go back to the circus?
Is that where you're going?
I just got this telegram from Mr. Gordon.
I've had one every day from Tommy. Here's the one that came this morning. Here, you read mine and I'll read yours. Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy.
On account of my telegram or yours?
Both, I guess. What do you say, Daddy?
About you marrying Tommy as soon as you get back, on one condition. That you don't follow him up to the ceiling of the big top again.
I promise. Besides, he told me before he went back to the show that he wouldn't let me. Daddy, can we leave now?
Yes, dear. I'll be right back.
Well, where are you going?
To say goodbye to a few friends of mine over in the other wing of the hospital. I'll sure miss those kids. They're the best audience I ever played to. Outside of you and your mom.
The elephants are marching around. The beat show's about to start. See Mr. Juggins, the man who makes you laugh. The funniest man in the world. See Tomasini, king of the hives of bees. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
And the curtain falls on Act Two, the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Mr. Juggins, starring Mr. Ralph Morgan, who returns in just a moment.
You can buy new, improved Skippy peanut butter in two different styles. Creamy style, blue label, is triple milled to a buttery smoothness. Chunk style, red label, is creamy, with crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. Both styles have all the famous advantages that have made Skippy America's largest selling peanut butter. Try a jar soon. Now, here's your director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Mr. Ralph Morgan. Ralph, your performance here is one to be remembered.
Thank you, Les, and particularly for your fine choice of the script.
It seems to me that you've been conspicuously absent from the Hollywood scene for the past two seasons, Ralph.
Well, I made two sorties on Broadway stage, Les, in Crescendo and This Tooth Will Pass.
Uh-huh. It certainly seems to me that Hollywood's loss was Broadway's gain. But you have sandwiched in some picture work along with a West Coast stage appearance.
Yes, Les, I did On Borrowed Time with Boris Karloff. I made several films and managed to find time for some radio shows.
That doesn't leave much time for relaxation.
Oh, I always manage to get plenty of that in the summer when I visit my daughter on her farm.
Uh-huh. And Claudia Morgan is the talented daughter of a talented father, a radio star in her own right.
She certainly is, Les. And now, before I go, I'd like to thank Gabriel Windsor and the rest of the cast for a fine performance. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ralph Morgan. In the cast, you heard our star, Mr. Ralph Morgan as Mr. Juggins, Gabrielle Windsor as Adele, Jack Petruzzi as Tom, Eddie Marr as Gordon, and Ted Von Els as the Doctor. Mr. Juggins was written by Richard Marinus, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
It's been a real pleasure bringing you our play, Mr. Juggins, and we hope you'll be with us next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each and every week and hear such stars as Ann Rutherford and other great actors in great stories selected especially for them. Dan Desitel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.